happy Friday morning ahead of Mother's Day weekend. We wish all moms happy Mother's Day. Hopefully you get pampered a little this weekend. What's a good Mother's Day present? How about a new tractor? Or even a combine? According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, farm tractor sales were up 5% in April. Sales of four-wheel drive tractors were up 54% April of 2023. Combine sales up 23% from last April, totaling 564 sold in the month of April. Year-to-date sales of combines, 2,078, an increase of 72% from the first 4 months of 2022. A rainy May so far? Well, this is very similar to last year. Spring 2023 looks similar to what farmers encountered last year. Kip Jacobs, technical services manager for UPL, says this spring started with good weather before turning cooler and wet.
It's kind of got everybody thrown for a loop. So we've got a little bit of variance across the Midwest region. You go west, and there's pockets of some pretty intense droughty conditions where guys are running into issues with planting and trying to find some moisture over there. And then you come to the north a little bit and over to the east into Indiana. And some people are trying to find some dry conditions to get the seed in the ground and giving everybody a little bit of heartburn and making their decisions and dealing with that weather. With that, the cool weather conditions are slowing germination down a little bit, but we're making progress. A lot of stuff rolling, a lot of crop being put in the ground.
Even with the earlier planting season, broadleaf weeds are a concern for some farmers despite the cool, wet weather.
We saw water hemp start emerging about 2 weeks ago. Generally, we see water hemp come up about second week to maybe the end of May for a majority of the Midwest, and we've got it coming up second week of April this year, which can wreak havoc on some people that were planning on targeting those weeds with just pre-emergent applications. So it's always a good practice to have those growers have a secondary plan to be sure that we can control those weeds that are out of the ground. The other one that was kind of unique is some winter annuals. When we went through that couple weeks of cold, and we actually saw some of that frost be kind of a natural control for some of those winter annuals.
And there's more than just weeds problematic for farmers.
There's some reports coming that we're starting to see some black cutworm moss moving up into the Midwest region. I know when we start talking about cutworm, the first practice that most people like to do is start putting some preventative insecticides out. It's kind of the normal train of thought, but with black cutworm, the best thing is to do a curative application. So once the crop's up, be sure you're scouting regularly, checking for any potential damage. Be sure you're checking for larvae and moss. Get with your trusted advisor and be sure we're keeping a close eye on those fields as some of these pests become more present as the season goes on.
As dry conditions persist in many locations, Jacobs talks about other things farmers should prepare for.
The first thing that comes to mind is going to be weed control, especially in the early spring. So when we look at pre-emergent residual herbicides, each chemistry has a required moisture for incorporation. And that varies across groups of chemistries. Some need a quarter inch, some need an inch to be incorporated effectively. Be sure you're out and you're monitoring your fields, monitoring your weather. If you do put herbicide application out, we're dry and we start to see some weeds emerge. The bad thing is when this takes place, the first thing that comes to mind is I've got resistance in my field or this is a faulted chemistry. When we do this, we've got to take a responsible and open-minded approach into the abiotic side of weed control, and weather is always going to play a key fact on that.
Pests, whether they're crawling or growing, never seem to go away. Kip Jacobs, Technical Services Manager for UPL. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's take a break for the weather.